Wenn wir sagen, ich soll keine Klippe, weil meine Hebe mit Sinnen geflammt hat, hätte ich die Rasbo, die sage mit Klippe. Und haben wir Satra, die keine hat, die sage mit Klippe. Wenn wir haben, haben wir diese Masche. So, wenn keine hat, die Kinder kommen, weil wir sie hinter, die Samuel Bechli, die wir stammen, die wir schaffen. So, as a matter of fact, you could give in very simple terms. Two, since the two is chilek and the Rashba's chilek. So the Rashba's chilek is not implicit in the memory of Kankanim Shal Yichovim. Yisroel Mimale Yisam Shefa. So then we must explain, so the Rashba must explain the Gemara of Kankanim. The Rashba must explain the Gemara of Kankanim on the basis of something else. On the basis of something else, because it gives it time pogo. So Memela, there is no raya that the blie of Yaineser that is betzainen is only kiliklip. There is no raya. That doesn't mean that couldn't be true. So there is no raya, but it could be true anyway. We could say that. Still, the Taz doesn't like this teretz because Meichatei said that it's only a bliya kiniklipe. Maybe it's a bliya merube. So, if we explain the Gemara of Kankanim in accordance with the Rashba's explanation, then fine. Then we have a mokia from that. But if we explain the Gemara of Kankanim in accordance with the Ram's explanation, so we have no hechrach from the Gemara. If we have no hechrach, Meichatei say we should assume such a chiddush that the bliya of Kankanim is only kiniklipe, maybe it's a bliya merubo. That's the kasha. But you could answer that kasha even without the whole discussion by the Taz. Alright. Vanire. Lani is daikali tari tzakal aloch. And now here it becomes very obscure. Agamashe hikshe besyosef alatur besinen kufkol deis. Dein kushyosi kushyeklal alarajma. Dal kochoch lishore el ufishen emotsu bidoramuef. Umayin zelik deira beyeme. That's the kasha. He's repeating the kasha he's repeating the kasha da soge of the two against the Rashi. Then kushyosi kushikol al Rashi. But akor al lishor el vishin motzim dava muet. Umayin zelik dira beyeme she motzul vashel bazu ad kam lishene. U vaday ro litareitz. דברי הטור מקושי של בס יוסף בזה, דהיר דימו איסי רבינו הטור להדודה וההפרש הוא לפנינו בתחיל הסעיר. So he says, now what does the tour ask against the Rashba? The Rashba says that if a kli godel that is usually cooked בשפע, so ממילא you're allowed to be מבשל הטה לחתחילה because it's not likely that he will cook there. And after the thing that he is cooking, so the tour has the kashe, but if the Gemara asks to cook in a cliche nibiyin, in other words, if let's say on Sunday, so someone cooked nivela in the pot, so we're not allowed even, let's say on Wednesday, when it's already tampogo. And it couldn't ask that. We're not allowed lechatchile to cook heter in that part. So Alachas Kamo V'chamo the Torah says in Simikuf Chol Beis that we should not be allowed. We should not be allowed to be mishtamish heter in a kli godel that is used b'shefa because of Gzeira. Maybe he'll use not b'shefa. That's the Torah's kashi against the Torah's asogi against the Rashba. So the Bes Yosef asks against the Torah. What kind of a kashi is it? Over there, the Chachomim were gazing that we are not allowed lechatchile to be mivashir in the cliche in the yemi, because, in other words, if any pot was used for Yisrael, so even 12 months later or 10 years later, you're not allowed to cook in that pot unless you are magil the pot, because of Gzeira that if we allow him to use heter in that pot, in which it is that is an Ainibayame, so he might be induced next time to cook heter in a plea that is a plea as he said that is a Bayame. Because a person is likely to say, well, I just asked the Shaila the Chochem whether I'm allowed to cook Shchuto in that pot in which 2 days ago I cooked Nivea. So the Chochem said to me, yes, yeah, allowed. So then he'll take another pot in which only an hour before he cooked the velo, and he'll make an analogy and say, what difference does it make? This pot, the velo was cooked, and this pot, the velo was cooked. And he wouldn't know that there is a difference between this pot and the other pot, because in one pot there was more than 24 hours interval elapsing. In this pot there was not such an interval elapsing. He wouldn't know that. So over there, there is a reason to utter, you see, a cliche shame b'yemei or to a cliche b'yemei, because a person cooks things in all kinds of pots. He's likely to cook things in all kinds of pots. Mashein came here when we are muttering. When we are muttering to cook it in a kli godel that is always used b'shefa, so a person is not likely to make a mistake and say, "I why shouldn't I be allowed to cook in a kli godel that is not used b'shefa?" And this is what he said. This is what the Messiah Yosef says. So the Tah says, ובדאי רואו לטרי דברי הטור מפושי של בסי יוסף הזה, די יחדימו איסי רבין הטור והדודי, וההפרס הוא לפנינו בתחיל הסעיר. So I mean, so that's not, the tour is not difficult in any way, because just as over there the Chachomim were gazing, a person might equate one thing with another, even though Alpidin, there is a big difference. So here too, a person might make a mistake and equate a kli cotton that is not used b'shefa with a kli cotton that is used b'shefa. I mean, the tour seems to be very reasonable, but anyway, the Bais Yosef says that the kasha of the tour is no kasha, and the Taz is disposed to agree with the Bais Yosef. All right. ובלבדי רואו ויתר לדבר הטור מקושי של בסי יוסף הזה, דירדים לי סרבין הטור והדודה, והאפרס ופנים חזי. על כור החליר לי, נשיטס הרשבו, שיש לפנינו שני קושיס, ואיך עוד לא מוהיתירו לא סי שומשקים בקנקנים של אבית חובים. I mean, and this Taz is very obscure. I mean, you find it in the Taz. In the Taz you find it more than in the other Nisi Kelim. That whenever the Taz is Marich, then it's more obscure. Whenever the Taz is Mikatzeir, it's not obscure. But wherever he's Marich, it becomes obscure. And the Primigodim explains it. So, Al Korach nearly, the Shitas HaRajbo, Sheyesh Lefonu Shnei Kushis, ואיך עוד לא מויתירו לא סישור משקים וקנקנים של הלכובים. בו זה יש לטריץ מפני שהם ניסים טעם לבגן, אלו לקושי קושי אחרס, או הקולפונים ממבט לניס לך תחילה. ובהך שאתו מערי ואיסה והתאה, ופית מי אתו מבט לניסה. וידו בזה עושרו. So in other words, the Rashbo was bothered by two difficulties, two kashes. The Gemara says, קנקנים של הלכובים. שלקחובים נוסם לסיחייי. So ישראל ניסים לסיחי שיחו. And the Rishayim say, and the Hoadimayim. So the Rashbo had two kashes. One kashi is, now, when Gemara says, ישראל ניסים לסיחי שיחו, what does it mean, סיחי שיחו? And then he has to spill out the שיחו. Gemara doesn't mean he has to spill out the sheikho. So Yisroel Nisim Yisicha sheikho, and from time to time, he drinks the sheikho. So one kasha is, how is he allowed? That's one kasha against the Gemara. How is he allowed to drink the sheikho? After all, this has a blie of Yai Nesach. Then you fill it up with sheikho. So Yai Nesach will be niflat from the Deifnei HaKankanim. And it will become commingled with, with the sheikho. So how is he allowed to use the sheikho? By drinking the sheikho, he'll also be drinking the Yayin Esach that is commingled with it. That's one kasha. So what is the teretz? So as far as that kasha is concerned, we can easily dispose of it by saying what the Ram says. So the Rashbam also understood that you can readily dispose of that difficulty by saying what the Ram says. That the reason as to why we are allowed to drink the sheikho is because the sheikho will give, even though the sheikho has some yain that was niflat l'seich hakli from the deifnei hakli into the sheikho. So, but the sheikho gives a tam pogu in that yain, so it's nesin tam l'vgam, so it's muter. So while we can readily dispose of this difficulty, but then there is another difficulty. The Gemara advises us lechatchila to do it. נוסה לסיכה יין, ישראל נסה לסיכה שיכה, so לכתחילה you can do it. How is he allowed to do it לכתחילה? True, that the yain will not become osa, because it will become mutea, an account of nesin tam livgam. But there is a aloche of a mivatle nisa lechatchile. So to be mivatel, to be mifage, to convert it into a tampogum, that's also a form of bittul. So lechatchile, we should not be allowed to do it. So the truth is that the Ran himself discusses that question. How are we allowed lechatchile to pour in beer, to pour beer into the kankani? How are we allowed lechatchile to pour beer into the kankani? After all, it should be osea, because by doing that, we are in effect mivatel, the yain, because yain will become bottle, because it will be converted into a tampon. That's also a form of bittul. So it should involve the isea of a mivatel nisal chatchile. So the Ram says, a mivatel nisal chatchile is only shayach when the isea is isea. The isea being is isea. Masheinken, in this case, it's not that it becomes bottle because of the minimum quantity. It's bottle b'shishin, bottle b'rov, bottle b'meyo, bottle b'mosayim v'echod, whatever it is. There, we can apply the aloche of invat misachatchile. But here, it's not. Why is the yayim muter? Because it becomes bottle. Because it loses its identity. Bittul means that something becomes bottle because it loses its identity. Then we can apply the iser of mivatel iser chatchile. But here it's not because it loses its identity, because even a bien, if it's in eisim tam libgam, so it's nevelosh in a real gear. So it's not an in of bittul. So mainly it doesn't involve the iser of mivatel iser chatchile. So that's the raya, and the Ran's raya is that vis-a-vis converting something into a pogum, so the aloche of invatel isel hatchile doesn't apply. Because otherwise, now the Torah tells us that in the parsha of Yule Midyon, the Torah tells us that we have to be magil all the kelim that were taken from the Midyonim. Why? Because all the kelim of the Midyonim had the blias isa, But in this case, but when we are mivatel, so the Gemara says that we can be mivatel it, we can be magil in two ways. Either if the mayim has shishim neged the kele that has a blias isa, so even if it's a ben yemei, so we can be magil, but then we require that there should be shishim in the mayim, 60 measures negative volume of the kele. Because if the mayim does not contain 60 measures negative volume of the kele, and we don't know how much blia the kele has, so we have to consider the maximum. What's the maximum absorption capacity of the kele? The volume of the kele itself. I mean the mass, the volume of the kele itself. So if the water in which we dump the kele that has a blia sisa does not have 60 measures negative the size of the kele that has the blia sisa, so mail it to the kamosar again, because the blia will be niflat into the mayim and then it will absorb again. But if we are sure that we have such a bulk of water, that the water contains 60 measures negative the size of the kli sisa, so then we don't have to worry by the possibility that it will be niflat into mayim, then be absorbed again. Because once it is niflat in the mayim, it becomes mixed up with the mayim, it becomes bottled in the mayim, it loses its identity. Then, when it absorbs again, when the kele absorbs again, so it absorbs that. So that's one way of making the hagole. The other way of making the hagole, I mean that's the hagole that is mentioned in the parasha of Geulah Midyon. So the other way is, even if you wait in Misles, if you wait a misles, you let it stay idle for 24 hours. So then, any blia sisa that remains latent in the day fnakli is nesin tam livgam. Then you can be maglet in water, even if the water does not have 60 measures. Because then there is no problem. What will you say? It is niflach nesin hamayim, and then it will absorb again. So when it absorbs again, So it absorbs it amporum. So that's not osa. And even though the rabbonon it's osa tam nisntam gam v'chatchile. So that's only if at the outset it was nisntam v'shlach. And then because of its stay in the day akli for 24 hours it became problem. But if at the very outset it was nisntam livgam. As in this case, where it is niflat v'sichamayim, and then it absorbs the mayim again. So when the secondly it takes place, so it is already pogum, so then it's muta. So then it's muta. This is what the Ran says. But the Rashbo assumed that the aloche of a mevatle nisal chatchile that applies to a case where you take a nisa b'en and you mix it up with 60 measures applies also to a case when you are maflit the blie, so that becomes in the mayim, it becomes converted into a tampon. So also the same nisar of mivat and nisar chatchile applies. So mele the Rashbo said as follows: Einochanam, as far as the first kasha against the Gemara is concerned, we can readily dispose of by saying that the reason is why the Sheikhor is mutabashie is because it's a tampon. But Gemara tells us that we are allowed lechatchile to fill it up with Sheikhor. So why are we allowed lechatchile to fill it up with Sheikhor? It should involve the Iser of a Mevatel Misa lechatchile. Mirabo. Oh, this is it. Oh. Al Koroch Nio, in the Shinsa Rajo, is one of Shtei Kushis. Hoyachot lomo yitiru osi shomashkin kakan shalik chobet. Bozei yishul tarits, why is the Sheikhor muta, the Evet? Bozei yishul tarits, she have nisit amlib gam. But on the Koshi Kushi Acheres, or a kol poni mivat lisa chatchile, uvahach shato na'arim v'yisa v'heter, upeid meyat mivat l'yisa. We do what they also. So why does Gemara say lechatchile, we can fill it up, we can fill up the kankanim with Sheikho. Val zetirates, dichan lehavel yisa mashu, v'yef shalovel yisa ta, al kolchor mivat l'yisa. So then he says, the reason as to why it's mutar even lechatchile to do it, is because it's not conducive, it's not likely to give it time. Because it's used b'shefa, so mainly it will never give it time. Not even mitampo, it will never give it time. Not even mitampo. You see, if it's likely that it will give it time, even though it will give it time pogum, so then lechatchila it's also. But if it's not likely that it will ever give it time, not even mitampo, so then it's mutar lechatchila. This is what the Rashbam says. So then he goes one step further, and it's the Rashbam. And he says, "Fear the Rashbam, Rabbi Yisov. The Torah with Tirus is a chamu b'meshu pagan. Ela afilu eini pagan. Kigein chile vidam is muta b'ze." In other words, so first the Rashbam mentions the Rashbam himself operates with the svore of tampo that the Ran mentions, but that with that svore he operates in connection with the first kashi. How is the beer muta? So he mentions that svore. But that svore, that svore is not enough to dispose of the second difficulty. How is it muta lechatchila to fill it up with Sheikho? So in order to answer the second kashe, we must say something else. So in other words, what the Taz is saying, that the Rashbo agrees with the Ran's longest. What does the Ran say? What does the Ran say? That the reason is why the Gemara says, "Kankanim shel yivikachovim, sheyivikachovim nosam l'seicha yayin, Yisroel nesim l'seicha sheicha." So why is the sheicha muter? The Ran says, why is the sheicha muter? Because it gives it tampogum. But the Ran, that's what the Ran says. But the Ran applies that ligabi the second kasha too, because the Ran holds that when you give it tampogum, so then it doesn't involve the iser of mivatel iser chatchile. So the Rashbo is chilekan on the Ran. As far as the first kasha is concerned, so the Rashbo gives the same teretz as the Ran. So the first kasha, how is the Sheikhom muta the Evet? So the Rashbo agrees with the teretz of the Ran. So on the score of tampogum, the Sheikhom is muta. But then there is another kasha. So the Ran applies the tampogum svore ligabi the second kasha too. Because the Ran shita is that there is no iser of mivatel iser chatchile in a case where you convert something into a tampon. But the Rashbo is chelek and the Ran, and he holds that the iser of mivatel iser chatchile does apply. to a case where you convert a double osel into a pogo, so melee, the tarets that the Rashbo gives vis-a-vis the first kashe, which is the same as the tarets of the Ran, cannot be applied to the second kashe. So, vis-a-vis the second kashe, the Rashbo must give another teretz. What's the other teretz? Because it's always used b'shefa, so it's not likely that it will ever give it on. So, once, now since the Rashbo is forced to give the second svore, vis-a-vis the second kashe, so he says the second svore is a good teretz, and the first kashe too. So in Achaname we don't have to resort vis-a-vis the first kashe to the second svore. But once we are forced to mention the second svore, vis-a-vis the second kashe, we can apply it to the first kashe as well. This is what it says. V'chim shebonu v'tir zeh, svir l'rajbo rabbi sov v'nzor v'tir zeh zohar l'ma v'shu pegeim, vis-a-vis the first kashe. Ela afilo eini pegeim, ki echilu v'dam. So there we cannot say the first svore, but we can say the second svore. Imuta bazeh, kibim sheyef shalove l'nisi tam, kibim shewe kligot, v'inu mitzrichem mitiruz de pegein, elo imhu b'chlikot d'yeish likzer bey, shemo yishtamish behet amuet, bozeh mehane tiretz de pegein. So in other words, so the Rashbo is saying as follows, in a kligotl, if the kli is a kligotl, it be kept. That is always used b'shefa, because no person will boil a small quantity of water or anything else in a piquet. If he wants to boil something small, he'll boil it in a small kele, not in a piquet. So the Rashba says as follows, if the kele is a kli godol, so then you're allowed to be mivashel lechatchile, and that kli godol was bileya idova muet of Isaiah, so then the Rashba says you are allowed to cook lichatchile idova hetea because it's not likely that it will ever give it time, because it's always used b'shef. If the kli, however, that's only true if the kli is a kli got, like it be kept. But suppose the kli is a kli cotton, so then you're not allowed to use, now the kli cotton sometimes is used b'shefa, you see, because even a kli cotton, an ordinary kele, kli cotton, so sometimes you fill it up and there will be shishim neged the minimum of b'liasisa. But if the kli is a kli cotton, sometimes you want to warm up, let's say, one cup of water. So well, you warm it up in a kli cotton, you're not going to take a big kettle and warm up one cup of water. So b'meile, according to the Rashbo, if it's a kli godl like a big kettle, so then under all, so you can cook idvar heter in the kli godl, even though the kli godl has a bliasisa, because it's not likely that it in any situation it will give it tamisa in there, because a kli godl is never used for a small quantity. It's only used for considerable bulk. It's not used for a small quantity. So melee, if a kli godl absorbed a small quantity of iser, you're allowed lechatchile to cook even heter in it. Even if the iser is something that will never become a tampo. Why? Let's say like chile vedam will never give a tampo. I mean, no heter will give a tampo gum chile vedam. But still, if a kli godl absorb, let's say chile vedam, so then you're allowed to be mivashel heter in that kli godl, because it's not likely that this blias iser, even of chile vedam, will give a tam in the heter, because in that kli godl. So you'll only be mishtamish b'shefa. Then, but suppose the kli is a kli cotton. So then it depends. If the kli is a kli cotton, so you are allowed to fill up the kele, the kli cotton, completely up to the top, to the kele, and be mivashil heter. If the blias iser is something in which that will give a tam pogo in the head. For example, In other words, if, let's say can-can, let's say suppose you have a can-can cut. Suppose you have a can-can cut, not a can-can cut. Like can-can can also be a can-can cut, not the shekels. So sometimes a can-can cotton is used for small quantities, and sometimes it's used for a relatively bigger quantity. Now, if the can-can is filled up to the top, so then it will have shishim, even though the can-can is a can-can cotton. So, Mimele, according to the Rashi, if, let's say, you have a can-can cotton in which a hobby who kept Yayin Eser, then you can fill up that can-can cotton up to the top. You can fill it up to the top. And in view of the fact that the can-can has a minimum of blie, so even the can-can cotton, when it's used b'shefa, in other words, when it's filled up to the top, will have 60 measures negative the minimum blie that is latent in the deifnei ha-kankan maktan. If you fill it up to the top, but suppose you fill it up just a little bit with sheicho or with mayi, then it will not necessarily have shishi. It's not a shishi. So the Rashbo is matir. The Rashbo is matir. Kankanim daily to fill up. Kankanim, so according to the Rashbo, you're allowed to fill up kankanim daily that you don't use with small quantities, only for big quantities. So kankanim daily, a keli godl, you can. So even if the blie was a blie of something that will give it tam mishvach, not a tam mivgan. So you're allowed, because it's not likely that the blie siser will ever give it tam or viser in the heta. Mashein can if the keli is a keli cotton. So then, if the blie is something that can give, that can give a tam. If the blie is something that can give a tam mishubach in the heter, then you're not allowed to be mivashel heter in that kele, even if you fill it up completely. Mashein can if the kli cotton has a blie of something that will give a tam pogum in the heter. For example, like the kankanim of Yayin Esek. Even if the kankanim are kankanim ktani. So then when you fill it up with sheicho, when you fill it up with sheicho, so, and if you fill it up with sheicho up to the top, so then there'll certainly be, so in this particular situation, when you fill it up to the top, there'll certainly be shishim, there'll certainly be shishim in neged the blia of Yayin Esek that will be niflat into the kankanim. So then you're allowed to do it. But to fill it up with a little bit of sheicho, you're not allowed to do it lechatchile. Even though it will not aser the little bit of sheicho on account of the fact that it will be given tam livgam, because the yayin will give it tam pogum in the sheicho. So it will not aser it b'deved. But lechatchile, you're not allowed to fill up the kankan ktanim with a little bit of sheicho. But if you fill it up completely, the kankanim tanim, so then the kankanim tanim will have shishim in the sheicho neged the bli of yayin that itself can only give it tam pogum. Even if it didn't have shishim, it will not asar devet. And in addition, it has shishim, so mele it's muter. Mashein kein, in the case where the bli is a bli that will not give it tam pogum, it will give it tam mishubech. So then, even if you fill it up completely, and the king shabon l'tir zeh, svir l'rashbo v'rabeizvah, dein tzorich l'tiru shezachanu b'meshev peidim, ela afilu eini peidim, ki genichile vidam, ki genichile vidam muta bozeh, kim shiyev shalobel l'nesin tam, kim shiur klikot, v'nun tzrich l'tiru zeh peidim, elo imu b'chlikot, di yeshlik zabey, shemo yishtamish b'etam muet, bozeh mehane etir zeh peidim, ועל כל הוכח, כל סבר אשבו, כל הכלים שנוסעים ולכחובים מסיכום יעלים, מוטובים בשום אשקים, דהיינה אפילו קטנים, מטעם שהם פיידמים, ושום אינשא יחליק זה משום שם ישתמש במועד, ויבטלו איסל חתחילו, דהי שום גזירו מצד איסל זה, די מבטלים, אלא גזירו היא משום שם יובי לדי איסל של ניסן טעם, ובו זה מהנה תירוץ, תירוס דיפייגי, ועל כורך כוס ורעש בו, וזה, ותאימד אומר, שדיין לבלוע בכלי הוא דולמורת, וסיים בזה, ופי חוכמות הרפי לכתחילה, כבונוסי, בזה, דוליינטעם ההתר, הוא יולונו לאפשר אימא מטעם שאין פעימי, אלו אם כן, הוא יהיה על כל פונים עושה לכתחילה, כי מה כניס לכתחילה, על כן אני מפורש הטעם, דאין יהיה לי סמועת, משמוכם הנה... סביר לרשבו ורביסו, ואין צורך לתירו שזכרנו במה שהוא פגין, אלא אפילו אין לי פגין, כי גייחיל למידם, כי גייחיל למידם מוטה בזה, כי מי שיהיה אפשר לא ולבני סיתם, כי מי שהוא לקליקות, ואין צריך לתירו זה פגין, אלו אימו בכליקות, ויש לי כזבי, שמו ישתמש בית המועט, בו זה מהנה התיר איזה פגין, ועל כל רוחוך, כוס ורשבו, כל הקיונים שנוסע לי ולכובים וסליחום יעין, מוטורים ושומשקים, דהיינה אפילו קטנים, מטעם שם פגמי, ושום אין שייך לגזיר משום שם הוא ישתמש במועד, ויבטלו יסלחה תחילו. דהי שום גזיר לא מצד איס הזה, די מבטלין, אלא הגזיר הוא משום שם הוא יובי לדייס אשר ניסן טעם, ובוזה מהנה תירוץ, תירוץ די פגמי, ועל כוכר כוס ורעש בו, בוזה, ותאימד אומר, שדיין אבלוע בכלי הוא דבר מועד, וסיים בזה, ולפי חוכמות הרפילו לכתחילה, כבונוסי בזה, דוליין טעם ההתר, הוא יולונו לאפשר אימא מטעם שאין פעימי, אלא אם כן הוא יהיה על כל פונים עושה לכתחילה, כי מה כניס לכתחילה, על כן אני מפורש הטעם, דאין יהיה לי סמועת, משמוכם הנה אף לכתחילה בזה שהוא קליקות, סוי צמותר, בוא תני קליקות, ועל זה הקשעתו בדרך זה, דבד הקושי למבט ליופי אמרת, כי משעקלי גודל, דיבוזה אין שייך שם גזירה, דועל כל פונים פעימו, אל דעתו בו ליטריס גם קושי הולשינו, בוזן לי אין היתר, ונפקימין לי אישור איסורים, כי חילו מדם מה נסבור הזיס, וזה הנה, דחים דאין לחוריים נגמור על זה, נגמור העירה מדובר שפעים, מנו אוכלי מר, בעיני פעים, דמחן הקלי גודל, דיל מהוסון גם זרינון, גם כמישהו מת המועד, כי זה אבינו בדינו שם בסימו, ואף אגב שיש לך למזיר סימו מצד מוצוק, משפוס בסיוסף, מכל מוקים, כל שמנון לחלק, בישלם, אם הוא ימוך נגמור, הוא יסימו כך, מה שאם כן אחשו ועניניים, כי איך הדגזרים הם בין המיים, גזיר רחיק, הכלכים על גזיר רחיק, או כזה איס, ומנון לחלק ביניהם, נמצא לפי זה, גם עטור סביר עלי עתיר של הרש בו, דמחנק לי גודל, לעניין שמבט לי סלחת תחילה, כי אם דיין אלה משהו, ואין לי מידה דפגן, אבל מידה דיין לפגן, לא ימחנה, כי אם דה אלכופונים לא ימיגזר, משבוע חשב יקוסה, בסימן כופלה מדהי, דמחנה, קליפה, כי משאין אלה משהו, הוא קליפה, אלכופונים בינון דשמו ישתמש במועד, דו שום כוי היין ביין, דיין לפגן, וכיוון שעתור והרן חילקין על הרש בו, ואם עשרו ירו לאחמה כמייסם, למחנה, קליגון ללמוקים שהוא פגן, דיבוזה שוב עם עתור והרן, גם הרמב״ן סביר לכהרן, right now. So in other words, so he's saying that the two agrees with the Rajbo to a certain extent. In other words, the Rajbo is making that even if the Kli is a Kli, that is a Beyemi. But if the Kli is a Kli Godel that is used only by Shefa, so you're allowed even a Kli Beyemi to be Mivashe El Heter. So the Tur is Chelik on it. But suppose that the Kela is a Kela Sheini Beyemi, let's say a big cap. So you are Mivashe El Chelev in it on Sunday. So then on Tuesday, you're allowed to be Mivashe El Shchut in it, even according to the Tur. Even according to the tour. Why? Because in such a case, the tour only answers where the Kele is Ibn Yemei. So true that the Kele is usually used Bishefa, but we still have to be gazing. Maybe sometimes he'll not use a Bishefa. Maybe he'll get an idea sometimes. He will not have any other Kele available, and he'll have to be Mivashel a small quantity of Heta, let's say one glass of Heta. He'll have to be Mivashel, and he doesn't find any clean Kele of the Kelim Ktanim. So what will a person do if he has a big kettle that is clean? So he'll certainly decide to be Mivashel one cup of water in the big kettle. And in such a case, there won't be shishim in the one cup of water neged the minimum of bliya of isa of the chelev. So mele the two assers to be mishtamished in a kli godel that is, even though it's used b'shefa usually because of itzeire, maybe sometimes when he will not have a kli cotton available, so he will use that we got. So because of that, he's chilek on the Rashba's din. But suppose the chile is an enemy, let's say chilek or dam was cooked on Sunday morning, now it's Wednesday, and he wants to cook, let's say, shchuto or davahete or anything, in that chile godl, then he's allowed. Why? Because then it's impossible that it should become oser devet. Because even if he will cook at any time a small quantity, now it's Wednesday, so it's already more than 24 hours since the chilev of the dam was nivra b'seir v'ifnei akli. So even if he will, let's say, boil a small quantity of water in that chilev, so there won't be shishim neged the kazayis of chilev that will be niflat into the mayim, but the mayim will not become osar anyway, because it's facing town with gum. So in such a case, the tour will also be making. So in other words, but the Rashba is making even vis-a-vis a Kli Godel. So he's making even if it is a Ben Yemei. Mashenkin the tour, so vis-a-vis a Kli Godel, he'll only be making if it's not a Ben Yemei. If it's not a B'yeme, but if it is a B'yeme, it is also. Now, the Rashba vis-a-vis Kli Kotten, so if it is, so what will, according to the Rashba, so if it is a Kli Godel that is used B'shefa, it is always used only B'shefa, so then it is muter, even if it is a B'yeme. Suppose it is a Kli Kotten, so then the Rashba only will be matir if it's an any B'yeme. You see, what the tour is matir vis-a-vis a Kli Godel, and the Rashba is making vis-a-vis a Kli Godel. But vis-a-vis a Kli Kotten, so the Rashba himself will be made that it is also to be mishtamish in a Kli Kotten that has a minimum of Blias Isar in it. Even if he knows that this time he puts in shishim, negatively as he said, in the Kli Kotten, he fills it up to the top. But still the Rashba will be made it, that if the Kli is a Kli Kotten, he's not allowed to fill it up, and if it is a Beyeme, he's not allowed to fill it up to the top, even though there is shishim, 60 measures, negatively as he said. Why? Because of Xeira, maybe if we allow him to do it, when he fills it up to the top, maybe an hour later he'll fill it up. He won't fill it up to the top, and then it will aser. But suppose the Kli Kotten is an enemy, then the Rashba and the two will both be matir. Will both be matir to be mishtamish b'lechatchile. In other words, so even though you're not allowed, so even though one is not allowed lechatchile to cook in a kele that is not a beyeme, that has a bliya siser, but if you put in enough heter, that there is certainly shishit negative bliya siser, so then you're allowed lechatchile to cook in a kele that has a bliya siser, even if the kele is a kliko. So this is the tamsis of what it says. In other words, so that aloch et deira shebishlo bonivele lo yivashul bo shchuto lechatchile, even though it's not a beyeme. Even if a Yudvei's Chiddush expired, since the Nevela was nisbashel in it, you're not allowed to, without being magil the Kehle, you're not allowed to be nisbashel shchut in it. So that's only if you don't put in enough heter in that Kehle that is not in the Yemei, so that there will certainly be 60 measures negative Bliya Sisa. But suppose you know that the maximum Bliya that the Kehle has is one Kazayis of Isa, and then you put in, let's say, you put in 60 measures of water or of any dover heter in that kele, then you're allowed lechatchile to be mevashlet, according to the Rashba and the Tum. So Mimele, he answered the kasha. What was the kasha of the Taz? The kasha of the Taz was, since the Rashba explains the Gemara of Kankani on the basis of this Bichidish, so Mimele, there is no hechach from the Gemore that the Bliya of Kankani is only Kedeklipe. Maybe it's a Bliya Merube. But then you'll say, if it is a Bliya Merube, so how is it that the Gemore says that Kankanim Shevet Kehovim Nosam Lisecha Yayin Yisroel Nisim Lisecha Sheikho? That's because it gives a time problem. That was the kashe of the Taz against the Rashbo. So now there is no kashe because the Rashbo agrees with the longness of the run too. In other words, and he has to resort to that time because the Rashbo assumed that since the Gemara says kan kanim sheil kochim nosam l'seicha yayin, so Yisrael nesim l'seicha sheicha, and the Gemara doesn't say kan kanim gdeilim sheil kochim nosam l'seicha yayin Yisrael nesim l'seicha sheicha, but the Gemara says tam kan kanim. So that means that this aloche has reference even to kankanim tanim, not only to kankanim delim. Usually kankanim are kankanim delim, but you can have kankanim tanim too, and the Gemara doesn't limit it only to kankanim delim, so it's mashma even kankanim tanim. So bishleime vis-a-vis kankanim delim. So we can explain it on the basis of the fact that it's not likely, it's highly unlikely that it'll ever asa the head. Because there'll always be shishi. But vis-a-vis kankanim ktanim, how are we allowed, how does the Gemara allow Israel to pour in beer into it? Then it is likely that it will give it time. And there won't be shishim if it's a kankan cotton. So there won't be shishim, negative v'yisisa. The answer is no. Because as far as Yayin Esach is concerned, so that gives it time problem in Sheikho. So even kankanim ktanim, it will never asa. So that's why the Gemara says, kankanim shalakum shev kohovim nosam l'seicha yayin, yisroim l'seicha sheikho. Bein kankanim delim, bein kankanim ktanim. So vis-a-vis kankanim ktanim, why is it mutea, but it can give it time, he said, the answer is no, that it will never give it time that wasa David. Because suppose he'll put in very little of Sheikha in the kankanim ktanim. And that's very likely that he'll pour in a little bit of Sheikha in the kankanim ktanim. So then there won't be shishim in the Sheikha, neged the bria of Yayin Esach that will be niflat into the Sheikha. But the Sheikha will still be muter David. Why? Because the Yayin Esach will give a tam pogum in the Sheikha. So mainly it can never lead to a situation where it will become osa d'eved. So as long as it will never lead to a situation where it will become osa d'eved, so mainly it's muta. So because of that, he has a hechach from that gemore. Even the Rashbo has a hechach from that gemore that the bliyeh of Yayin Esach in Kankanim is always a minimum. What do you mean a minimum? Quickly, this is what he says. Lifize gamatur svir leatira shel Rashbo dimhanikli godli nishim vatli zel khatkhile kim deine le masho vayne mine de kegen abo mine de ene kegen loy mahane kim na kopone le migza abo le migza mishmo kha shap le kosa bisim kofla me dei dimhanik klipe kim shin le masho u klipe al kopone bino nishim nishtam le muet do shop koma yaim bi yaim de ne pege vi khim shatu va ran khim kim Rashbo ve im basoye roy va khakh me kebe isom dimhanikli godli mokim shu pege dis vose shov hatu. והרן, גם הרמב״ן סביר לי כהרן, כי למה יש תירס הבייס, דין קליפה מהתרס, אלו שתירס הבייס קוספולוב של דבריהם שומו להוקל, וזה אין שייך כאן לענייני סתירו, כי אין חילה ודם, שאין שום גם, גם זה איתה הרש בו רבי סב, ולרמב״ן ורמב״ן, תורוסה בזה, ושם להם, כי מישהו של תירו, ובאמס סבור הסתור של זכר מי נחם המעיד, דאים מן הגמור השומרה אל ההתיר, אפילו בכלי גודל בייסה שנפגים, דגמור אל המחנה כלי גודל, אלו לין שפגים, ושל התיק שאוהים מבד לך תחילה, ואורכנו לחומרה את המחנה כלי גודל, במוקים שהם פגים, כי רמב״ן ורמב״ן, תור ואור. So all that he says is, the Taz says, whereas in the Kashi, the Taz assumed that the Rashbo is Chilik, and the Tam of the Ram, that the reason is why by Kankanim, it's all right to pour in beer or mayim, is because it will give it Tam Pogum, so that's only, so in the Kashi, the Taz assumed that only the Ram has that explanation. But the Rashbo does not agree with that explanation, so in the Teretz he says that the Rashbo agrees with the Ran's explanation too. But he says something else. He says, so in Chanam, as far as that Gemara is concerned, so the Rashbo agrees with the Pshat of the Ran. So Mimele, the Rashbo made an extension of this concept. So he says, just as the Gemara definitely says that it's muter to be mishtamish in a cave that has a clear sea, if the circumstances are such that it will never give it time that will be also there, for example, in the case of Yai, so it can never asa the Sheikho, because even if there won't be Shishim, it will never asa the Sheikho, because it will be a time problem. So in the same way, why shouldn't it be Muter to be Mishtamesh in a Kli Godly, big kettle that is always used b'shefa, so there too it will never be, give it time also. Why? It be because in Tzias a person will never be Mivashal Idova Muet in a big kettle. So this is an extension of the halacha deduced from the Gemara of Kankanim. So the Torah says, no, it doesn't follow this extension, this corollary to the halacha that is explicit in the Gemara of Kankanim does not necessarily follow, because we can say, in respect to Kankanim, so over there the Yayin will always give it Ampogum, so it's impossible that by using it, it should asa the Sheikho. Because it will never ask the Sheikha, even if you fill it up with a little bit of Sheikha. And there won't be Shishim in negative Blias Yayim that is niflat into the beer. But it will still be Muter, because it will give it a Pogo. Masheinkin here, alright, the general practice is to use the big kettle only Bishefa. But sometimes it's possible that the person will not have any Klikotn available, and they'll have to boil a 1 rivis of water, and he will not have any klikotn available. So what will he do? He will not remain thirsty. He'll boil a 1 rivis of water in a big kettle. In a big kettle. And then it will answer. So memele, we cannot be matter him to do it in a kli that is a beyeme. But if the kli is in any beyeme, then the Torah will also agree with the Rashbo, because in such a case it will never become osa. This is what he says. Fine. All right.